Chapter 11. Nadia Hussein, born 1984, Luton, England. Nadia Hussein was born in 1984 in Luton, England. At school, she studied quietly, but she always worked hard and wanted to do her best. At home, it was different. With three sisters, two brothers, and both her parents in one house, there was always laughing, talking, and fighting. There was always someone to love her. But sometimes, Nadia did not feel good. She worried a lot. On some nights, she was very worried and she could not sleep. "I need help," she thought. "But what can I do?" She did not know, so she kept quiet and worked hard. She tried not to think about it. Sometimes, Nadia did not feel good. In 2005, Nadia's family wanted her to get married. They asked her to speak on the phone to a young man called Abdul. Nadia did not know much about Abdul. She wanted to know him better, so she spoke to him on the phone many times. She asked him difficult questions. She decided to marry him, but it felt strange because she did not know him well. Nadia and Abdul got married, and with time, their love grew strong. They became a great team and started a family. With Abdul, Nadia did not feel as worried as before. He wanted her to be happy. And he loved cake. These things were important to Nadia. After some years, Nadia decided to study at university. She was pregnant with her third child, but she was ready for a change. The baby came, and she studied even harder. Studying with a baby in the house was not easy. Sometimes, everything felt too much for her, and she began to worry again. Nadia started baking, making cakes, because it made her feel better. She baked and baked and baked. One of her favourite television programmes was a baking competition called The Great British Bake Off. One evening, Abdul decided to write to the television programme. He wanted Nadia to be part of the competition. The people on the programme phoned Nadia and asked her lots of questions. Next, they asked her to bake some things for them. Then, they asked her to bake in front of a camera. In the end, they decided that Nadia could compete in the Great British Bake Off. On the programme, week after week, Nadia showed millions of people her amazing talent for baking. Other bakers had to leave the programme, and soon there were only three bakers left. On the last day, Nadia waited with her friends and family for the judges to decide. And she won. Nadia showed millions of people her amazing talent for baking. Nadia worked hard and had clever baking skills, but she did more than that. She changed the way many people thought about Muslims. British people loved watching her on TV. She said things that made them laugh, and they loved her funny faces. Now, Nadia has been on television many times, and she has even had her own television programmes. For one programme, she visited Bangladesh, her family's home country. She has written books about cooking and books for children. She speaks about mental health. She even baked the Queen's 90th birthday cake in 2016. Nadia Hussein has shown the world that it is important to work hard and try new things. She has also shown that good food can bring many different people together. Interesting fact. Nadia's mother did not teach her to bake. She learned by reading books and watching videos on YouTube.